New developments today in the story about the national meningitis outbreak. Newly released records show that inspectors knew about problems with an injectable steroid produced at the Framingham Pharmacy at the center of the outbreak going back to 2002, 10 years ago. The steroid is the same drug allegedly to blame for 23 meningitis deaths across the country and nearly 300 illnesses. Documents released yesterday, as well as testimony before a congressional committee, suggest a pattern of violations and modest rather than strict penalties for the New England Compounding Center in Framingham and its owner, Barry Cadden. Joining us this morning to talk about all this is WBUR's Martha Biebinger. Good morning, Martha.
Good morning, Bob.
So, Martha, as I understand it, in 2002, the state learned of a bad reaction to the steroid, the same one tainted, that's blamed for the outbreak, and sent inspectors to New England Compounding in Framingham. What happened from there?
Well, we're still piecing together all of the events, Bob, but it appears to be the first time that state or federal regulators learned of problems related to the production of drugs at New England Compounding. Now, it's not clear, at least from my review yet, how this complaint was resolved, but by 2004, we see the state propose disciplinary action that included probation, and an attorney from the company said, no, such an action would be fatal for the company. And someplace in that process, the state agrees to some changes with outside monitoring instead.
Okay, and then another incident. In 2006, after another inspection turned up violations, including insufficient protection against contamination and no standard written guidelines for operating the equipment, state inspectors proposed a formal reprimand with a 3-year probation period for the company, but the state again reached an agreement with the company that did not result in formal disciplinary action. Why?
Well, we don't know again for sure. What we have is the claim, or you might say, again, a plea from the attorney for New England Compounding, that a reprimand and a 3-year probation would destroy the company's business. Now, this was the same year, Bob, that federal regulators, the FDA, filed a warning letter with New England Compounding. So did state and federal inspectors accede to the company's business plea, or, you know, did they back off because New England Compounding was helping many hospitals deal with a shortage of drugs? Did inspectors question their authority? We don't really have the full answer yet, but we know that there was no disciplinary penalty. That meant that the problems that they were seeing at New England Compounding were reported to many other states in which New England Compounding was doing business.
The period, that period from 2002 to 2006, happened to be the years that Mitt Romney was in office as governor,
right,
up on Beacon Hill. Is the Patrick administration saying that any lax oversight was Romney's fault?
Well, not directly. A spokesman for the Patrick administration says that the consent agreement in 2006 that allowed New England Compounding to avoid the disciplinary action, the way that it was signed was troubling at best. That's the administration's words. And of course, the most serious problem by far that we're seeing is what's happening right now. And that all happened under the watch of Governor Patrick. So there's some trading of blame back and forth here.
All right, let's talk about the present. We've been mostly talking about records from past investigations. Is there anything in these records that explains what happened this summer when batches of an injectable steroid made in Framingham by the company were allegedly tainted with the fungus that's now caused 23 meningitis deaths and has made almost 300 people sick?
No, Bob, we don't have the answer to the current investigation yet. We also do have on Capitol Hill hearings that began yesterday that are trying to look back at how and why New England Compounding was allowed to become basically a mass manufacturer of pharmaceuticals, much more than the individual prescriptions that were allowed under its state license. And the committee on Capitol Hill says it's also looking forward to see what new regulations need to be in place for these types of pharmacies.
So what's the company saying about all this? What's New England Compounding saying about the past inspections and the current one?
They're saying that they worked cooperatively with the Massachusetts Board of Registration and Pharmacy to address all of the issues that were raised in these complaints, these hundreds of pages that we were given yesterday. And they're saying that it has always been their intention to operate in compliance with licenses here and in other states where they do business.
Well, plenty of questions still need to be answered then by both the company and by the state in this entire horrible mess.
We'll keep digging, Bob.
WBUR's Martha Biebinger, thanks a lot.
Thank you.